Sagt der Elgemisch der Weite, man sagt, das Kehlen, Perik Tess, Mishnaches, Tanner, Shen Nikav, Me Einoi. The Ein HaTanner, the eye of the Tanner, is an opening on the side of the oven. We mentioned this before already. We learned about it. Purpose of that hole? Like a vent for the smoke to clear. Now, in this case, they sealed it, as well as the opening of the Tanner on top. It was sealed with tit. They wanted it to be Mukav Tzamid Pasul. Totally sealed, so it protects what's inside. But now there is a hole. There's a hole in that seal. So the shail is, how big does that hole have to be in order for us to say no more tzamid pasul? You don't have the protection anymore. So once again, tanner and oven, shen nikav me'enai. There's a hole in the plug of the vent. So here we have a different shear. Shear, the shear of the hole, that's going to say no more tzamid pasul, whatever's inside is going to become tame, is m'loy chush nichnas v'yoytze doylek. So in the previous mission, we spoke about the Merdeya. That was the Melamed from 2 Mishnayos ago. Now we're talking about the Kush. That's like the weaving pole. The spindle. So if I take a burning spindle, and I'm going to insert it through the hole, if it fits Mamish exact, what's going to happen is the fire is going to go out. As I'm pushing it through, I'm going to smother the fire. If you want to get the whole spindle in, and for the fire to continue to burn, the hole would have to be bigger than the spindle itself. And that's the shear here. How big does the hole have to be to break the seal? Zakta Mishnah, Shiurei Meloi Kush, the size of the hole would have to be big enough for this spindle, Nichnas V'yayis, to be able to go in and out, Doilek, when it's burning, and you won't extinguish the fire. What's the point that you should be able to put a spindle through that's burning? So Mishnah Chorein explains, because they used to use this taka. They would light the oven this way. So even if you had a hole, but you couldn't get it through with the fire still burning, for all practical purposes, it's closed. You can't use it. But if you could get it through with the fire burning, this way you can tackle light the wood in the oven, so how can you say it's closed? Rabbi Yehuda says, even Shaloi Doilek. Even if it's a smaller hole, that you would not be able to get it through burning, that's enough to be Mevatel, the din of Tzamid Pasul. So he's more Machmer than the Tanakama. Vaitra Zakta Mishnah, Nikav, if the Tana develops the hole mitzidai, on the side. What does it mean on the side? Try to picture. You have a round hole in the oven, and it's full of clay. It's plugged. So in the first case, the hole was in the middle. Now, the hole is like off to the side. It's where my clay comes together with the hole. The edge of the clay. Sakta Mishnah over here, shiurei kemaloi kush nichnas v'yayse shaloi daylik. Here the Tana Kama holes. How big would the hole have to be to say it's no longer sealed, large enough for this kush, the spindle, to go in, even if the fire wouldn't stay there. And Rabbi Yehuda Medaylik, and here Rabbi Yehuda says just the opposite. Then in this case, where it's off to the side, the hole has to be large enough for the kush to go in and stay on fire. So the Mefarshim say different svaras, but the whole point is, how large does the hole have to be for it to be considered open? Both Rabbi Yehuda and the Tanakama hold, whether it's off to the side or it's in the middle, it's not the same. But they have different svaras to say why we'd be machmer either by the side or in the middle. Reb Shimon is more machmer than the Tanakama and Rabbi Yehuda. Reb Shimon says, whether the hole is in the middle of the plug over here, or whether it's off to the side of this vent, you never need a hole big enough to keep the fire going. You're going to break the seal even if it's not that big. But still, there are different shiurim. Min ha'emtza, if the hole is in the middle, nichnas, you have to be able to get it in, get the spindle in. Min ha'tzad, if it's off to the side, then it can be the exact width of the kush. As we explained in the previous Mishnah, it's not going to go in then. Because to get something in, it has to be a little bit smaller than the hole. But it's off to the side, even if it's a smaller hole, even though ain't a nichnas, but that's going to be big enough to break the seal. So the Mishnah Vayter, v'chein ha'ya, Oimer, Reb Shimon would also say, the same halacha, b'magufa sachavias shenikva. Magufa, like we learned earlier, is the clay that's used to cover the top of a chavias, of a barrel. And there too there's a chilek, if the hole is in the middle or it's off to the side. How much of a hole it would take to say it's no longer tzamid pasul. And like with the vent over here by the tanner, Reb Shimon is more machmir with the one on the side than he is in the one in the middle. The one on the side is an area where even a smaller hole would break the tzumit pasul protection. In the middle, it could be even a larger hole. Okay, so I have my cover of the chavias, the stopper of the chavias, shenikva that has a hole. Is it tzumit pasul? Is it going to protect what's inside? So the Mishnah, shiura, the shear of the hole, to say that if the hole is big enough, it's no longer tzumit pasul, is meloi mitzah shenia shel shifain. Shifain, as you may remember, is one of the chamesha saminim. It's a kind of grain. Shifain is rye. The stalk of rye, really, if you look at different types of grass, you'll see it. It's not mamish one piece. It's like different pieces together that the Rabban Hashem put together. And there's like a ring in between one piece and the other. Now, these rings are widest at the bottom. And if you go up the stalk, it gets narrower. The second one is a little narrower. The third one's even narrower than that. So we're looking at the diameter, meaning from one side of the circle to the other, of the second ring. That's what Reb Shimon means. Shiura, the shear is meloi mitzah shnia shel shifan. Again, we're not talking about an oven here, we're talking about a barrel. We're talking about the stopper on top of the barrel. It was sealed, but if I have a hole over here that's as big as the second ring of the stalk of rye, no more tzumit pasul. What's inside is not protected. But it depends where the hole is. Mina emtza, if it's mamish in the middle over the mouth of the barrel, then nichnas. It has to be a larger hole where I can take this second ring and push it through. Min hatzad, ein nichnas. But if the hole is off to the side, then even if it's exactly the same as the ring, which means I can't get it through, because to get it through, the hole has to be a drop bigger. And here I can't get it through because the hole is a little bit smaller, but off to the side we're more machmir, that's enough to take away the tzumit pasul. So like the tanner, here's another example of where Reb Shimon is more machmir by the side than he is in the middle. V'chein hoya oimer, Reb Shimon would say the same thing. Here's a third case. B'chatzavim gidoilim shenikavu. What are chatzavim, zok the Tveris Yisrael, earthenware jugs? These are large ones. I close the top of it with a clay seal. I want it to be tzumit pasul. I want it to be protected. What's inside should be protected. And now there's a hole in it. So we have here b'chatzavim gedolim, these large jugs, shenikvu, that developed a hole. Shiurim, what's the shear? What's the shear that the hole is big enough? It's no longer protected. Zok the Mishnah, meloi mitzah shniyah shel kon. So here too, we're measuring with the diameter of the second ring, but not of the rye stalk, rather of a kana. Kana is a reed. So wherever that ring is, the second one from the bottom, whatever that size is, that's the size of the hole that's going to take away the tzumit pasul. But again, here too, it depends if it's in the middle or off to the side. Mina emtza nichnas. It can be a larger one. In order to break the tzumit pasul, it has to be large enough for me to be able to push it through, which means it's a little bit bigger than this ring. Minatzad. But if it's off to the side, einay nichnas, even a smaller hole will take away the protection, even if it's exactly the size of the ring, which means I can't get it through. So what's bigger, a chavias or these chatzavim? And the answer is the chatzavim are bigger. Or maybe more important than it being bigger, the mouth of the chatzavim is bigger than the opening of the barrel. So therefore we measure it with a reed and not with the rye stalk. Ah, so the ring around the reed is wider, the diameter is greater than that of the shifan, yes. Sometimes when we say kana, we mean to say something very thin. But in this case, the kana is actually a little thicker, or at least the rings over here between the segments of the kana are a little bit bigger than that of the shifan. So if it's a bigger mouth, it takes a bigger hole to say this is called a hole. But, ba'med varam amurim, this shear we just gave, about how big the hole has to be for the cover of the chatzavim is bizman shenasa liyayin, if it was made for wine. If these chatzavim are made to keep wine inside, avlim nasa l'shar mashkim, but if they were made for other liquids, for example, says the batanura, oil, honey, or milk, fila kol shu'it mayim, then there's no hole that's too small. Even the tiniest hole breaks the tzumit pasul. Meaning to say, if you bring it into an oil amase, what's inside is not going to be protected. Why? What's the difference if it's made to keep wine inside or the other things, shemen, dvash, and chalav? So the Tveris Yisrael explains, a hole in a wine barrel is going to affect the wine, not in a good way. You don't want to get ear into a barrel of wine. It takes away from its taste, takes away from the aroma of the wine. So you really don't want the whole ear. On the other hand, if you're keeping oil, honey, or milk inside, you actually do want a whole, for that ear is good. So milk, honey, and oil need a little ear. Wine doesn't. So if it's made for wine, you don't want the whole ear. The whole is not important to me. If anything, I don't want it. So because I'm not happy with the whole, it has to be a bigger whole for me to say, okay, I just can't ignore it. On the other hand, with the other liquids, very good, a whole, that's very good. So you can't go tell me that the whole is as if it's not there because it's too small. The Baal HaBos is very happy. He recognizes every little hole as, geschmack. If it wasn't there, I would have made a hole, maybe. That's why it's a chash of a hole, even if it's tiny. Zok the Mishnah Vayter. There's another, like, asterisk, a clause over here. Bamed varim amur. That's like saying, but. When do we say that there's a shear for the hole? Bizman shalei nasu b'dei adam. If the hole happened on its own. Avalim nasu b'dei adam. But if I brought my little hole puncher here or my little drill and I made the hole, I feel a kosher, you know, it's the tiniest of holes to make him. Goodbye, Tzamed Pasl. If you made the hole, that means you're saying you don't want it sealed. Zok the Mishnah Vayter. Until now, we're talking about holes that were in the covers of the kelim, or a hole in the clay that was sealing the top to the kelim. Now we're going to talk about holes that are in the kelim itself. Zok the Mishnah Vayter. Nikvu, if there's a hole in the keli itself, here are the respective shiurim. If it's a keli, also le'achol, and it's made for food, shiurim bezeisim. The shiur of the hole to say no longer any tzamed pasel, I don't have the protection if it's big enough for an olive to fall out of it. If the hole is less than that, it's considered a sealed keli, you don't have to plaster it. From the Gemara Masechta Shabbos, we see, says about Tanura, if it's a very large keli, then the hole would have to be for a pomegranate to fall out of it. And if it's a very small keli, and the hole is roiv of the keli, it won't even help if you filled it up with clay. It would no longer be a tzamed pasul. It loses its shem keli. And if I do put clay on it, it's like we said before, it's like wrapping the clay around the food. That doesn't help, and that's me in a keli. So if roiv of the keli is broken, it's no longer a keli. So again, if the hole is in a keli made for food, shiram bezeisim, says our Mishnah, the shear to say it's no longer tzamed pasul is if an olive would fall out. If it's a keli ha'asul ha'mashkim that's made for liquid shiram b'mashkim, then the shear is a hole big enough for mashka to come in, which is a larger shear than what it would take for the mashka to drip out. Ha'asul l'kacha l'kacha, if it's made for both food and mashkim, matila ma'aseh l'chumrai, then the shear of the hole to say it's no longer tzamed pasul, we would go l'chumra on that, and we would say, let's pick the smaller hole, and that's ubekainas mashka, shear for liquid to come in, which is obviously a much smaller hole than the size of a hole it would take for an olive to pop out. So again, if you have a keli that's made to put food and drink, even if you have a hole so tiny it's just big enough for liquid to come into it, it's no longer going to protect you, it's no longer considered somewhat possible unless you clay up that hole.